ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is about to cast her ballot in the state's Republican primary. While campaigning last night, she urged voters to think about the general election in November.
We can want all the things to get fixed that we want, but if we can't win a general election, we get nothing. And Donald Trump cannot win a general election.
He has a commanding lead in the polls heading into the primary, but he is facing criticism over comments he made last night in Columbia.
Black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them. Does that make sense?
The Biden-Harris campaign calls Trump an incompetent anti-black tyrant. An aide to Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says his body's been turned over to his mother. Earlier, his widow had accused Vladimir Putin of mocking Christianity by trying to force a private funeral. Today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. This is ABC News. For the first time since 1972, a U.S.-built lunar lander is on the surface of the moon. Odysseus was built by a private company, which says it's there, it's communicating, but there's one issue.
Odysseus landed as planned near the south pole of the moon. One hiccup, though, when it landed, its foot got stuck and it tipped over onto its side, and it stuck tipped over. Steve Ultimus, the CEO of Intuitive Machines, which built Odysseus, says it's still a success.
The majority of our payloads are all in view, and we are collecting science, and we've collected science along the way.
He says the solar arrays are still facing the sun and the batteries are at 100%. Soon they plan to send back photos from the moon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
United Airlines joined American in raising costs for checking bags. Beginning today, economy passengers will be charged $5 more on domestic flights. Checking a bag now $35, 24 hours ahead of time, $40 after that. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More people than ever get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, but many of them still can't get the care they need. Advocates say the list of essential benefits covered by the ACA needs updating. Here's Eric Galatis.
Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the Biden administration has an opportunity to update the ACA's essential health benefits, services that almost all individual and small employer insurance plans across the country are required to cover. He says all Americans need access to fundamental services.
Like dental, which is currently covered for children but not adults. It should cover the full range of reproductive health services and perinatal and postpartum care for people who are giving birth, as well as hearing and vision benefits.
Some insurers providing coverage through the ACA have warned that expanding essential benefits will drive up insurance premiums and health care costs in general. Fox believes updating essential benefits would actually lower costs and improve the quality of health coverage for all people, whether they get insurance through the ACA marketplaces like healthcare.gov, employer-sponsored plans, or programs like Medicaid.
The reality is many of these services are proactive and preventive care that help people maintain their health and avoid much more costly health interventions are likely to save costs.
It's been more than 13 years since the Affordable Care Act established rules defining 10 categories of health services that most insurance policies must cover. Fox notes many states have not done anything to update or expand benefits.
And what we need is federal action to update essential health benefits, ensure that the full range of whole person care is covered, and that is made a requirement across the country.
This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the low to mid 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Becoming sunny on your Sunday with a high near 53. For Monday, breezy with highs in the mid 60s, well above normal. Chance of rain on Tuesday with a high of 63.
It's 21 right now.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What up, Madtown? It's your girl, Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM. It is Saturday. I think it's Saturday. It might be Thursday. Who knows? But it's Saturday, and we up in here, located off State Street. I'm in the house with two of my friends. You know what? I'm in the studio with two of my favorite people. April Kingea. If you guys remember her, she's been on the show before.
Just only one time, though.
But... yeah, she'll be all right. She's all right. She's in her feelings. If you know anything about April, she's very, very sensitive. So when she
talks, and very petty.
And you just got to look away. But she's not like that. On her seat, only as your friend, okay? So, but she sits on the Dade County Board of Supervisors, but she's not like that as a supervisor at all. And then we have Kina, one of our favorite people that show up every week, and that's why April's really mad, because you're here every week.
Because I don't get invited.
And the reason I invite Kina every week, because I don't have to invite nobody else. I don't have to even think about it, because it's like, you coming or not? Yep. So that's right. Yeah. And she's the owner of Rougie Wellness. And she does all kind of beautiful wellness and self-care things, including yoga, working out, eating right, coaching, all that good stuff in her world. And I, Brandi Grayson, CEO, founder of Urban Triage. So we got Black Girl Magic today on this Saturday. We're drawing close to the end of Black History Month. So it just makes sense that we here together being black and beautiful and all that. And what we're going to talk about today, who knows? I decided today is free day Saturday, which means, you know, kind of spending off freedom day, but free day. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I just made that up in this whole moment, but like, that's what we're gonna do. Oh, and you know what else I want to mention? That I am doing stand-up comedy tonight because it's Saturday.
Where can we see you tonight?
We're doing stand-up comedy tonight. I'm going to be at the Wilmar Center. Is that what it's called? Wilmar Center. So I used to do stand-up back in the day. And I think Antoine asked me to do the stand-up because, you know, Antoine, I don't even think he really liked me for real. But he did ask me to come and do the stand-up. And I thought, like, yeah, let me do it because I haven't been on stage and it's Black History. And maybe he'll get some extra sales because now, you know, my whole team is coming. So, I mean, that's some extra sales. Mm-hmm. And you guys should just come and laugh. Just so I don't feel crazy if I'm not funny, because then my friends could just laugh at me anyway and be like, girl, you so funny, because that's what it's about. So come out, support. It's at the Wilmar Center. I think the show starts at 7. My set will literally be like 5 minutes, but y'all should come anyway.
Is there a cover?
I think so. I think it. And no, I don't get paid. Wait, I should have negotiated some fees around here, 5% or something. Can I get 5%? Everybody that say Brandi Grayson, I'm coming to see her, I should get like $5.
A little code, a ticket code.
Or something, right? Okay, yeah. I'm remember that next time. That's some bull crap. I'll just be letting people use me. I'm just quitting. That's why I'm probably on Facebook like, girl. you asked for comedy. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so today is free day. We're just going to talk about random stuff, but check us out. Check me out at the comedy show on Saturday. So, beautiful black women, what do we have to talk about? Before we start talking, I was talking about my son. If you guys want to continue to talk about my son, that's good, but...
Do you want to talk about your son?
No.
Okay. So I Googled just black people.
Okay.
Right?
That's good.
The number one said black Americans are more likely than other racial and ethnic groups in the U.S. to get their news on TV. Now we know that's not for positive.
Wait, what? No, you mean like anything? Criminals? Like,
pretty much.
Because I don't remember people celebrating all the black excellence in Madison, Wisconsin that's taking place. There's plenty of black news happening that I don't see. Okay, so we're the number one population that will be showcased in negative news, showcasing criminalization or any negative fact. That's true, because if you ever watch Madison News, Channel 27 or Fox to be exact, I'm not going to say MB15 because I like them, but like Fox News, you'll see like every report is about black people, and they ain't even that many black people here.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this, please? And can we also just point out the fact that Madison has high crime rate in a downtown area? Who do you think is committing the crimes downtown?
White people.
White people.
Because I don't see... Ooh, almost cussed. We can't
I know,
can't
I got in trouble last time.
The A word, can we? Ooh, almost said the A word. Okay, sorry, Nate, to my producer. I was like, there...
it was coming.
Right, it was. But I stopped myself. I was like, oh, I saw Nate's face. Don't say it.
Don't do it.
So, but they commit the most crimes, but we don't see them on TV.
Yeah.
Why?
Do they even have consequences for what they be doing down here?
Nah, ain't no consequences. These folks be out here doing running wild. Yeah.
Excuses.
Yeah. But you know, the police do show up on State Street in Madison when there's a lot of black kids, and black kids do come out a lot now, because we didn't used to hang out on State Street like that when I was growing up. But they come down here deep. Have y'all been down here at night?
Not lately.
No, I mean, whenever there's a TK these days. Yeah, like, but you don't come on State Street.
That's like on the Capitol, right?
Right. Madlit is the time to have on State Street at night.
That's true.
Shout out to Rob D's.
Okay, Rob D's in the house. Madlit. Check us out in the summertime. I say us like it's me. But check
like, it's
out.
A new partnership or
no,
what?
No, just us meeting black people.
Black folks.
Okay, yeah, because you know, we kind of group ourselves together. So, whatever I was just rambling about. But downtown, most of the crimes committed down here are by white folks, but we don't see them on TV. So number one TV shows or TV news stuff is about black people. That's interesting. Yep. But they get mad when we want to talk about all the positive stuff we do during the small 28 days we have of the month. Ooh, this year we got 29 days.
We got an extra day. We might as well take an extra one and give ourselves 30 days. And just
March 1st, we're now declaring February 30th.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm with it. That's a Friday, too.
Period. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, what else can we talk about? Kina, you started a book club.
I did.
And I think it's pretty political, because the book that you guys are reading is by Bell Hooks.
Yep.
One of my
women. We had our meeting this past week.
Yeah. And what's the book?
So we read All About Love for February.
Oh, okay.
January, we read Braiding Sweetgrass.
Okay.
For March, we're reading a book called Cast.
What's that?
By Isabel Wilkerson. Have y'all heard of that?
No.
It's about the Indian or... folks from India.
I don't
caste system.
Is it about black people?
I think it's about the origins of our discontent.
She said caste system.
It is. I think that's what I think. Okay. I mean, we just had our book club on Wednesday. Today is Saturday.
Okay.
So
a couple of days ago.
So it's a few days back. But here's the little. It says, in the latest book, Cast, The Origin of Our Discontents, Wilkerson pries open the lid on this country's racism and exposes the underlying truth that from the beginning, America has created a caste society, whites on top, those of African descent on the bottom.
But what, I mean, we all know that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, is this like who?
Just explore it.
Okay, we let you read it.
Yeah, I'll read it, and I will report back. I will report back, because I'm going to read the book for March.
I want to join your book club. I would never read it, though.
No, you know what? People came who didn't read it this month.
Okay.
And it was amazing, like, listening to people talk about the book who read it. And, like, if somebody says, well, I didn't read the book, so, you know.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. And so it was really, really cool, like, even seeing the conversation and the way that people were bringing people into the book.
Nice.
And then listening to people share the stories about how their understanding and analysis of love had been shaped, and things that resonated with them and the things that they realized about themselves when reading the book. So,
and your book club is pretty diverse, too, which is nice, right?
Because
you got black men, black women, you got others in the space, which also brings another depth.
Yeah, right. it was really interesting, because there was people from different backgrounds, black, white, not black or white. We had people from educational backgrounds. We had people who was parents, people who was not parents, mm-hmm. like people of so many different like lives.
Right. That's cool.
So it brought so much, you know, depth, like, yeah, yeah, depth, yeah, to the, yeah, conversations.
That's cool.
And then it was amazing because with all of those different, you know, backgrounds, we were able to find different ways to connect. Aww, and resonate.
That's
so
beautiful. Nice. Look at you creating all these beautiful communities. Yeah, I told you.
Thank you.
She rocking. See, that's what you do. I don't see that on the news, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Yes, sure. Oh, and couples yoga.
Oh, couples yoga.
Couples yoga. Couples yoga. The next one is coming up. I want to tell y'all about that.
Ooh, tell us.
I'm gonna tell y'all. Okay. I'm gonna tell y'all about it.
Let us know.
Let y'all know how it went.
Okay.
Because I had one in this month, and so the next one's coming up March the 9th and 30th. Okay, and so it was really amazing in couples yoga, like, because I always assume that people are not, that at least one person in the partner,
yeah,
is not going to have any experience, right? So I already planned that out, right. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And so it was a night of romance, fun, uh-huh, intimacy, connection. So it was really amazing seeing the way that the partners were so focused and intent on one another.
Aww.
And we, you know, everybody took turns, like, within their, you know, each group,
right,
partnership, everybody took turns, like, giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really amazing.
Wait,
like,
what? Giving and receiving what?
Giving and receiving. And like,
not giving.
In,
no,
the
I
yoga.
Know, but I'm just saying, like yoga. So they weren't doing it together?
So they were. So it's, oh, like, so there was, were some things that you do together. And then there was some times when it was like, I'm
were
gonna,
we in a row, your you're boat? Going,
yeah, it, there was some, you know, like, part of people think that yoga is just doing poses, but there's an intimacy, there's a sensuality, oh, okay, part.
Like Kama, so, Sutra?
Well, kind of, yeah, but not, you know.
Not,
yes,
to that extreme.
Kama Sutra is,
yes,
uncomfortable.
But see, this,
oh,
is about,
it?
This,
yeah,
is about,
my back hurt.
So this is about comfort, uh-huh, communication, right? Okay. So we did do, like, there was this one that, you know, like, we did, we were laying on our bellies, and then our partner was like, you know, lift you up like this. But then it's the communication, like, to the point of your,
like, dude,
comfort.
Stop pulling on me.
It wasn't. It's just like, how's this? To find what your edge is. But
you,
then there was a point where there was a part where the partner would, like, give a massage, a back rub. Have you ever got a massage, oh, and it never was actually fulfilled, the massage?
Yeah.
It didn't
lots
get finished,
of times,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they,
these
do
massages
too much,
get finished.
Well, that's nice, right? Because they be doing too much.
Right. And you should have seen how they were so focused. Like, when I gave them the instructions, they was taking it so, like, they wanted to make sure their partner was satisfied.
Okay, well, we'll have to come. How much,
yes,
is that? How much that is?
It's $55 per couple. And I had a tea bar. I had some snacks. I had chocolate covered. I made some chocolate covered strawberries for this one.
Uh-huh.
Next one, I have some other ideas. And I had a tea bar, so they was drinking their tea. They were, you know, things to make you relax and calm.
So when is the next one?
March the 9th. And
oh,
then,
I'm out of town. Suck.
Then the other one after that is like 2 weeks later, March the 30th, and then April, okay, 9th. So, okay, I mean, March 9th, March 30th, and then April 20th.
Okay, all that black girl magic up in there. That's your birthday? When's your birthday?
Ooh. When is my birthday?
Yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm about to get cussed out
the
again.
The 20th of April.
Lord. Oh, Lord. No, that your birthday is not the 20th.
It's March the 20th.
No, it's April.
I think we got to go to commercial.
March 30th.
One of these days.
Wow.
Who knows?
One of them. Just keep
so
guessing.
Folks who are just tuning in, you're listening to 92.7 FM, the Black Convergence Show. What we're talking about, who knows? It's free day for Black History. We'll be back in a minute.
Voices that sing in the night. Rise away. Like the winds that crash in the ocean.
You're
listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Listen to your girl, Brandi Grayson. Oh, my goodness. I got something in my throat. Sorry. On 92.7 FM, it's the all-over show, the Black Conversion Show, where we talk about anything, everything, whenever we want, however we want. Today is Freedom Day. Free day to talk about whatever we want, so we're just free in that. Before we went on break, we was just talking about whatever we wanted. So we're going to continue that trend. But something that popped up in my head when we went on break is that there's just been a lot of sad stuff happening, you know, like in our community, our local community. And one of the things we were discussing was the murder of a family. I think it was like a family of three people were killed. One person was injured. And it's just really sad. And we don't have any further details than that, than what the news has released, just the names. And the mother literally murdered two of her children and injured one of, I think it was the father of the children. I don't know. I'm just gossiping at this point. Oh, it's news. Okay, so on news it said, it went away. Okay, when you look at the phone and it says you need to pay 3 months to access this article. Oh, it did, but now it's back. Yeah. $1 for 3 months. Okay. So we good. It's good. So I don't know what the story says because we need $3.
Let's try this one. Okay.
So a Middleton woman. Okay, here we go. Okay. It says a woman shot and killed her children before turning the gun on herself Sunday night, according to news release from Middleton Police. A release stated a 34-year-old woman shot her family members with a handgun inside an apartment on Maywood Avenue. The report comes after Middleton Police Captain Tyler, I can't say his name, Leother, said three people were found dead and another man was shot multiple times. Dang. A 31-year-old male was struck by gunfire multiple times as he exited the residence. Two children, an 8-year-old female and a 5-year-old boy, were struck and killed by the gunfire. He said the woman, the mother of the children, then turned the gun on herself and ended her own life. This domestic violence has no place in our community. So that's the police talking. But let's just talk about for a second. And we don't know. I don't know who the woman is. I don't know the names. I didn't read further down. But can we please just talk about the stress and what is happening all across, not just in our city, in our county, but all across the country? People are suffering real bad. And as a nonprofit leader in our local community, Urban Triage, we see a lot of it. We see a lot of domestic violence. We see a lot of children being placed in child protective services. We see families come into our office who are so stressed that they talk about ending their lives. And part of this, I think, as a society, that we continuously fail, we just fail. So I'm just gonna open up to y'all and let my co-hosts April Kagea and Kina share their thoughts around what's happening in our community, like, and not just locally but across the country, that's leading to people feeling very desperate and hopeless. And suicide rates are skyrocketing, especially for Black boys and Black children. And domestic violence is skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. So there's something that's not working.
I think number one is a lack of resources and support. Mm-hmm. And especially in the Black community, we have this
negative connotation, but Brandon, I think you've done a really good job about being open about you going to therapy, but there's this negative connotation that we shouldn't ask for help.
Yeah.
Like, even me personally, like, it's very hard for me to ask for help.
Yeah.
And I think we're ashamed of, you know, reaching out to someone. And so there's so many things that are internalized,
yeah,
specifically with Black women, that we carry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ancestrally, and yeah, then in our lives, and a lot of us are single mothers, and mm-hmm, you know, there's just so much that we have to carry that I think sometimes it just gets to be too much.
Yeah.
And then you think about, like, the shame. Like, I saw something online articulated earlier this week about how by the time that you get to the point to where you realize you need help and you can't do this by yourself, like, by the time that you've stopped trying to juggle everything on your own,
yeah,
then you realize you need help. And then, you know, like, if you're in a small community, sometimes even going out to ask for help feels scary because you're like, yeah, it's a small town. Is people going to talk about me? So then it's the shame that, yeah, people deal with when they be worried about are they going to judge, yeah,
and
me?
And they ain't, yeah, wrong, though, because that's, yeah, the kind of community we live in, like country or city or society. I was overhearing a story the other day about a young lady, probably our age, my age, that literally had a nervous breakdown. She already wasn't doing well emotionally and mentally, mm-hmm, and she was struggling. It's her first time being a mom, but she was an older mom, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, so she's never had any kids. She doesn't have any parents. She doesn't have any siblings. She doesn't have a partner. And she was living, you know, at the YWCA, working every day, trying to get herself, you know, in a good place. And then she got in a car accident.
Oh.
And then the car accident, you know, totaled the car, and then, mm-hmm, she couldn't get back and forth. And then she had like this stress response to it, like PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to get another car, but then she kept having these mental break, like these panic attacks. And like it was no good. Whatever was happening with her before was exacerbated after, mm-hmm, the accident. And she had this little baby, and then she went to church and she asked the church folks to help her to keep it. To make a long story short, they end up calling the police on her.
Mm. What?
Yeah, because there was like one person had the baby, and then they got mad and they gave the baby to somebody else, and that person they gave the baby to ended up calling the police. The police ended up showing up to her house, and it was like, we end up doing the things that people are afraid of for us to do when, mm-hmm, you call for help. And, yeah, I think that's the problem, because the problem is not the fear. It's the society that we live in, mm-hmm, where we think the only way to help people is through calling the police.
Mm-hmm.
And for Black people, when you call the police, you actually put them in a more dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in a situation to have their child taken away from,
yes,
them.
Yep.
And you put them in a situation where they could be murdered and killed,
yes,
by the police.
Yeah.
And sometimes even church people, we in Black, and I grew up in a world where church was the place you went for help, but actually church can be very harmful,
yes,
for people, yep, nowadays.
And, yes, triggering.
And very triggering. So it's like, so what do we need to do in our individual networks and in our own communities? Because we can't go to the systems and expect the systems to save us, whether it's the police, Department of Human Services. Those systems are not for us, mm-hmm, at all.
No.
And churches are not for us. They're not safe.
It's not, yeah, safe. Like, you don't even know, like, when you're going through, like, the intake and the questionnaire,
yeah,
you don't even know the right things to say,
yeah. Yeah.
Because if you're
unless
honest,
you come to Urban Triage, we,
right,
got you. We got you. We're going to walk you through.
They're going
to
be like,
we got you. Come through Urban
so
Triage.
Are you sure?
Right, we got, yeah, you. We ain't them. We got you. Okay, and that's why they mad at us now. Record that. Okay, go ahead.
So yeah, so it's like, you know, like you be going through the questionnaire,
yeah,
and then they be asking you the questions, and you be like, if I answer this, am I going to get the help, or am I going to,
right,
lose
my child, yeah, or get in trouble?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Am I going to, yeah, lose?
Yeah.
I think about, you know, what vision I keep having in my mind since,
yeah,
yesterday is, I cannot remember what the movie was. Y'all probably will know when I tell you this the picture, but it was when the woman was so afraid. She had a flashback, and she ended up unaliving her child because she thought that somebody was about to take her baby.
Mm.
And so, you know, like, I think about how, like, with the violence that we was raised on,
yeah,
where our parents would be like, I'm gonna do this so that the world doesn't do this to,
right,
you.
Right,
and,
yep,
and that's harmful.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
And it's fear.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I just think about that moment in that movie where she did that to her own baby
Do y'all know the movie I'm talking about?
I kind of do, but it's almost like she unlived her kid. She had so much love for her kid that she didn't want anyone else to hurt her, them, and felt like the only way out
to keep them safe was to unalive them. Rather than to let them not be with her.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. You're listening to 92.7 FM on the Black Conversion Show. We're just talking about the situation that happened in Middleton where a young woman unalived her children and attempted to unalive her partner or her kid's father. And he's well, you know, he got away, but he's not going to be well mentally and emotionally. And we're just talking about the consequences of living in today's society. So anyway, you're listening to Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a jiff.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is about to cast her ballot in the state's Republican primary. While campaigning last night, she urged voters to think about the general election in November.
We can want all the things to get fixed that we want, but if we can't win a general election, we get nothing. And Donald Trump cannot win a general election.
He has a commanding lead in the polls heading into the primary, but he is facing criticism over comments he made last night in Columbia.
Black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them. Does that make sense?
The Biden-Harris campaign calls Trump an incompetent anti-black tyrant. An aide to Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says his body's been turned over to his mother. Earlier, his widow had accused Vladimir Putin of mocking Christianity by trying to force a private funeral. Today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bucks beat the Timberwolves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks' first game after the All-Star break was just what the doctor ordered. The Bucks with a 112-107 win in Minnesota. Giannis with 33 points. Lillard with 21. Malik Beasley with 14 in the second half. Milwaukee dominated the third quarter but looked tired at the end, head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, one thing you can see with our team, I don't know if there's any place to do it, but you can see conditioning because they're playing hard. They were gassed. There were a bunch of guys gassed on our team for sure. And that's what happens when you play hard defense and hard offense. So we're going to have to try to condition in games, you know, to get that because we have to get used to playing that way for 48 minutes.
In New Orleans, a fourth quarter fight left four players ejected from the game, including Jimmy Butler. The Miami Heat went on to win 106-95 over the Pelicans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the low to mid 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Becoming sunny on your Sunday with a high near 53. For Monday, breezy with highs in the mid 60s, well above normal. Chance of rain on Tuesday with a high of 63.
It's 24 right now.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matinair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matinair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt and Air on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to 92.7 FM, your girl Brandi Grayson on the Black Conversion Show with my co-host sis April Kagea and Kenna. I always say your whole name, because I feel like your name has to be said as a whole name, because then they might not recognize you or something, because it's just
who
April.
Else April,
they know. April, I don't know, but
there
April
could be
Kagea.
Other Aprils.
Before we went on break, we were just talking about the really tragic situation that happened locally in Middleton with the murder or the unliving. Could you tell us, Kenna, why we say unlive versus murder?
I think maybe for
TikTok
they do that.
They do?
You said what?
You got it on TikTok, you have to say unlive.
Yeah, I think it's
blocked.
A trigger.
Really? Mm-hmm.
If you say the other word, it's very triggering for people.
Okay, so unalive.
And also because people, I'll tell you, I was in a talk one time, and depending on the way that it happened, whether it was self-inflicted or
other
external,
right,
it also gives listeners a perspective that might put them into the shoes of that position.
I get it.
You know?
I get it. And I also be feeling like, dang, we can't say nothing. And then you'd be like, dang, did I say the right thing? Did I have the right word? Did I go to the right class or listen to the right newscast? I've
heard people say that to me even. Uh-huh. And my thing is just do your best. Everybody just always do your best.
Because it's just like, darn it. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it because then y'all going to be... You know, sending me hate mail.
Everybody
and be
feels like that probably.
Girl, Brandi said, so that means she hate all people. You know, Urban Triage, we really do center the voices and the needs of people known as Black and families. And based on that, people be like, they don't serve white people. And then today, someone stopped in to visit from actually Nehemiah, another organization, a nonprofit organization. They's like, I've never been here. And we were walking and we thought we'd stop in. Mm-hmm. And of course they stop in and there's seven white people sitting at our table getting services, and they're gonna say, I didn't know y'all help. I said we help everybody that need housing services, because where else you gonna go, right? Yeah. Like Urban Triage is it for the most part. We do have our partner agencies like Tenant Resources. They specialize in like eviction prevention services. Like they'll go to court with you and things like that. We specialize in helping people navigate the system, because one of the things you mentioned before is like people ask you these questions, but you don't even know which way you're supposed to be asking. Should I tell the truth or not the truth? I don't know if you're going to harm me or what do I emphasize. So part of our work at Urban Triage is to make sure people understand the rules of eligibility and what the next steps are and how we can assist them. So anyway, we're just out here talking about free day to talk about whatever the free we want to talk about today.
What were we talking about right before we came back on?
The movie.
Right,
but the movie. It was Beloved, in case I didn't tell y'all.
Oh, you said something about
the movie.
50.
No,
oh,
50. 52?
Oh, Raising Cain.
What, no, is that what you that. Called it?
Cain Raising?
You said Raise the Cain.
Raise the Cain.
Right,
Raising the Cain.
Because what shows were you watching? I was like, I'm Raising the Cain. Wait, what is it?
Raising Cain. No, Cain.
Oh, okay, Raising Cain.
Is it Cain?
Is it Cain?
I don't know.
Anyway, okay. Well, anyway, that's what I'm watching on Stars, and you were saying that you were watching something else. What
you watching? I was watching TikTok series. Who TF did I marry? Did you see that, Nate? Did you like that?
But first of all, TikTok got.
I have not seen it.
Oh no! I was saying, did you see how I said who TF?
Oh. <He's> like, but who knew that TikTok made series though?
They don't. So this woman just did like a 50-part story time.
Oh, that's what my staff was talking today about, how she met somebody and then she married him. He moved in after 2.5 weeks. She got pregnant. It was like a whole Jerry Springer thing.
It was very intense. It was real.
Yeah. So she like married this dude who led this whole fake life. He said he was like vice president, but he was a forklift driver. Mm-hmm. We really got to do better. We got to do better on who we choose.
You know, I was listening to her whole story and I was like, you know what? Any one of us could have been sis. And the circumstances, it was COVID.
First of all, sis, a lot of us was sis. And,
right. That's right. Not could have been, but a lot of us
being. We just ain't telling the story. Well, listen.
Right. I didn't tell it on TikTok, but any of us. Many of us saw ourselves in her story. I seen me.
Did I change my name on my profile?
Okay,
you ain't lying, but it sure is entertaining watching someone else suffer.
Well, she was very trans. Like the thing is, like that. I feel like everybody has to respect her and her position because she said, "I'm gonna be honest and transparent, even if it makes me not look good.
Yeah.
Even if y'all think I'm dumb, because." I just want to make one person just know what's going on so that they can open up and open their eyes and see so that they can get out if this is them.
But you don't think she was doing it for clout? Because on TikTok, how many views did it get?
So it did get millions of views and she's going to Paris and she got a BMW.
I think we need to be vulnerable then.
But here's the thing. This was why it happened. Because she was like answering a question. She answered a prompt. And then it caused so much interest that she was like, well, I'll just make a series.
See, y'all need to go ahead and cause enough interest so we can make a series.
And tell our stories.
What story should we tell? We're going to talk about relationships. Relationships always get the most.
That's what people like most to stuff, hear about.
Because we all can relate. Everybody's juicy.
Everybody's trying to figure out relationships.
Well, and that's what I teach when I'm like do our curriculum and our transformative education. I always use relationships because everybody... You're in relationships. You can relate. Mm-hmm. You can relate to the parts of you that you know you have no things you know you have no business doing, and the parts of you that show up that's toxic that adds to the toxicity and interaction. So I don't know if y'all want to share any of y'all. Maybe we could go viral. Y'all got any juice? And we're like, nah, my girl's in behind me.
See, I didn't tell my business. Look at that.
She on the couch. I want to say too much.
She took her headphone off.
She wasn't paying no attention, but she paid attention now.
One of the things I think I want to talk about is the importance of everybody going to therapy in relationships. Because the thing about relationships...
Why you look at me like that, Brandon?
I'm in therapy.
Are you in therapy?
I'm in therapy.
We in therapy.
Right, but I'm not. That's why she was like, everybody go to therapy.
I didn't know that she wasn't
in therapy. She said she went to therapy.
You told me you were going to give me your therapist's name.
Oh, girl, I got you. Her name is Heather Last. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all better stop calling my therapist because y'all be booking up her slots when I need to change my appointment. She be like, "Where's all your friends? See, this is some stuff,
dang.
Girl." But I'm y'all go get y'all fine.
What's her name? Because I just in case mine gets full.
Yours gets full.
Heather Last. She isn't like a regular psychotherapy.
Yeah, what kind is she? What's her specialty?
Her name of her company is Sacred Rhythms, and it's somatic work, interpersonal work. So she calls her therapy integrated family systems, where she focuses on the different parts of you that show up in you during different, you know, interactions or different triggers or situations. So that's the kind of therapy I do. My partner has just started therapy, and yes, I'm telling his business, and he's mad. I apologize ahead of time, but I do think that everybody should go to therapy. And the one thing he came back and said the other day was that it's mind-blowing when you have someone being your mirror and holding you accountable. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when we're in relationships, they bring out our pain body, and then those parts of us show up that's in defense or judgment because we're trying to protect ourselves. Yeah. So we can't really it's hard for us to see ourselves, like how we're showing up, right? Yeah. And what we might be adding to the situation or adding the gas that we might be adding to the flame. Yeah. So I do encourage everybody to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to add? I don't think that's viral material there.
I've been in therapy, mm-hmm. and you know, it got to the point for me where I was like, if you're not going to therapy, I'm not going to date you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you ain't wrong.
And so that's it. And so, like, you know, my significant other is in therapy. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing for him. It's just a lot of, like, it's a lot. And I'm like, you can't just go one time. You have to keep going.
You better go every week.
You have to go weekly.
Because over here, we got a whole lot of stuff. We got a lot going on. Okay?
It's a lot.
Weekly. April, what you mean? You said that twice.
No.
Try every week.
I'm saying from an insurance standpoint. Oh, okay. Like, you know, that's going to be expensive. But
That's her avoidance part showing right now, where 100%. She's avoiding it.
She's looking for obstacles.
I know. Full transparency. I need to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. I've known that for a while.
And she gave you a ring.
I did. Again, tell them my business.
The AirPods are not in.
I didn't say I was crazy. I just said I need to go to therapy. There's a difference.
So be it.
And then I did for a couple weeks. Uh-huh. And then to be honest, it got to a point where I was getting homework to do stuff. And I was like, I don't
You doing
do
too much?
No, like it was like it's hard to address your issues.
Yeah.
And so avoidance, I was like, I'm done.
I'm good. Yeah. That was fun while it lasted.
But I never got to anywhere because also I have trust issues. I don't open up to people. I don't, especially somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
So like it's hard for me to get to a point where I'm comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And able to tell the full truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
I was very paranoid.
Yeah.
When I started, I was like, and who's going to see my files?
Yeah.
You know, because.
Especially when people know you in the community, right? Yeah. Like, you don't know who's, like,
Who knows who. And then people be talking, I don't even want to talk about the community. I love our community, but I got to get out of here.
We have to get out of here.
Can we just make a pact?
We should just go all in on the place. South. That'll make it real convenient.
Yeah. We could buy a mansion, have first all our of people all, there.
There's ways we can do
first
this.
First of all, we could just live here half time and half time there.
Yes.
Okay. And then we could just buy, like, you have property here. Mm-hmm. I have a house here. You got a house.
We can Airbnb it. We can stay here half time.
Okay, then you have a house where I have my house is. So then we share space, you know, and it's already furnished.
We can do this.
Yeah, because we got to get out of here. I feel like I love Madison and stuff, but this place is definite. Like I feel like every other meeting I go into, I'm reminded that I'm unwanted. No matter how much work we do and how much, you know, credibility we have and legitimacy and the fact that we're the only minority, black, brown, or other sitting in these housing circles, there's no one. Yeah. There's no one. So people can say whatever they want, but there's no one doing the work of housing in Madison. And the most people that we serve in housing is black. They're black people in shelter, black people, black families. And of course, there's tons of homeless white folks, but they just don't show up the same way. It's not even the same. Mm-hmm. It's not the same, y'all. So, and in these spaces, every day we get reminded, you here, you doing the work, but we would really appreciate if you wasn't here. What? And not because we're doing something wrong, but actually because we're doing it right.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you have an office next to ours in a location, I'm not going to name nobody, but if you have an office in the same location, we're doing housing services and the line in the place is always down and out the corner for us and no one's at your door, guess who you mad at? Mm-hmm. You mad at us for doing the work. You're mad at us that people are like, I'm gonna wait for Urban Tree. I'm gonna wait here all day. Mm-hmm. Right? And the reason people are like that with us, not because we have all these resources, because we do not. It's because we pride ourselves, and I tell my staff this all the time, as centering the humanity of everyone that sits in front of you. Mm-hmm. Because they're all going through something, and your job is to give them hope and to inspire them. If that's all they leave with that day, you've done your job. There's not a lot of resources, but we need to make sure that people come filled with something. Like, let's talk about this, let's vent, let's create goals, let's create pathways through these obstacles. Let me give you resources, let me sit with you and help you figure that out. Yeah. Sometimes that's all people need. And they're like, thank you for being with me. Like, I don't have family, I don't have anybody. And you might be the only person that person talks to all day.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So I don't know, y'all. I'm just kind of tired of Madison. Like, it's just such a Debbie Downer place. I feel like you can't even trust people that you're supposed to be able to trust, you know? So I don't know. What y'all thoughts about it?
I feel like, for one,
let's get the pack and go.
I want to echo what you said about the housing part, because mm-hmm. like, I think that the more and more that housing, the part of the things that makes it so inaccessible yeah. is the rules that people is putting into place mm-hmm. to make it out of reach for people.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, the things that, like, the strict requirements, mm-hmm. it makes it out of reach for people who is really living a regular life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love Madison. Madison has raised me and my children. Mm-hmm. I think that for me, I need to leave because I need to be around more
black people.
I need to be around I need to be in an environment where there's a lot of people who is like, I'm a wellness professional. I need to be in the wellness industry where I am also like able to easily engage from people,
grow, all of that,
who's more, you know, skilled than me.
Yeah, because that's how I feel. Like, I want to be around people
I don't want to be the smartest.
Yeah, I don't want to be the smartest in the room. And I don't want to be the only one in the room.
I don't want to be the only one.
And I don't want to enter spaces where people find me as a threat versus a partnership, right? Yeah. Or black people and brown people are acting as gatekeepers. Because I've had a lot of incidents in the last month with brown women. That's really crazy to me. Like, really? I'll be in a space and I'll say, well, you know, we got to center black people because we live in this dichotomy of racism, which at the bottom of the hierarchy is black people. And you see her face change or their face change on the Zoom where all these white people are like, and I just be like, oh my God. So then I have to remind myself where I'm at. And then I have to remind myself that their response isn't about me. It's more about their own anti-blackness and them being threatened. Like, there is limited, like, I'm taking something from them. So anyway, y'all, I think this is the end of our show. No, we got another commercial. Okay, never mind. The producer said we be back. We be back. You're listening to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, April Kagea, and Kenna. And we'll be back, okay? Because we up in here for one more round, apparently.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, we back with me, Brandi Grayson, 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. Thank you for joining us this Saturday. We just in here acting a fool. We having fun because that's what you do on Saturdays, okay? You should do that Friday, Monday. Wait, that's not even order. Friday, Saturday.
Every day. It don't matter.
Sunday, Monday.
If it ends in a Y.
Just do it. And just a friendly reminder that I am doing stand-up tonight at the Wilmar Center, which is off of Atwood, I think. It's like a community center. Is it the Wilmar?
It's by Willie Street.
Oh, I messed up. Not Atwood. Jennifer Street, yep. And it's a community center, but they have this event space, and I think the host is hosting it there. So come through, see me be funny. And even if I'm not funny, just laugh at me, because who likes to be rejected? Nobody. But do I care if I'm rejected? No, but you should laugh anyway, because I got jokes sometimes, okay? And we'll just see how this goes.
Is it going to be a theme
your set? I haven't even figured it out yet. I thought that I would talk about being in the sunken place, and then I would talk about, I don't know, what should I talk about?
You should practice on us.
Okay, yeah. What should I talk about?
I was gonna say I'm gonna ask you three things, but I don't know what's on the top of your mind,
girl.
Getting
out the sunken place.
Uh-huh.
Being surrounded by Black people that's so used to being in a sunken place, mm-hmm, that they don't even know they're in a sunken place. Madison Reef reminds me of the Get Out movie. What?
Yes, every time you say that to me,
girl,
I'm like, yes, that's what it is.
Did you watch how they act when you hit the damn, ooh, is that a curse word?
The Todd Allbutt Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbutt Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbutt Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbutt Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news.